Malta, the island nation south of Sicily, is in turmoil over a mysterious murder. Three senior figures in the Maltese government have stepped down, including the prime minister's chief of staff. Keith Schembri was taken into police headquarters for questioning. It's all to do with the death of investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. She died in October of 2017 in a car bombing. And for the people of Malta, the mystery around that has not disappeared. Before Caruana Galizia was killed, she'd been working on a story about government corruption implicating the prime minister's chief of staff. Corinne Vella is a sister of Daphne Caruana Galizia, and she joins us now from Malta. There seems to be a growing momentum around the investigation into your sister's death. What has given you the most hope recently?
The fact that something is happening at all, the fact that there are arrests, is long overdue. The last arrests were in December 2017. So for a long time, it seemed like nothing much was happening. It's not the end yet, and there's no end in sight. But we are hopeful that things may just now start to change.
What do you believe these resignations of these officials and these arrests will reveal in terms of evidence that could lead to the prosecution of the people who ordered and planted this bomb in your sister's car?
Given that there's so much information flowing, you know, it's been a very long week and things have shifted a lot. But what we're certain of is Daphne's murder was related to her work. And none of the three men who were accused of having put the bomb in her car were anybody she actually wrote about herself. So very definitely other people were involved. Now, with the new arrests, you know, the thread of what might have happened is becoming clearer. And now with the recent information about the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff being arrested and interrogated as a murder suspect, it seems like those two strands are coming together.
So Maltese businessman Jorgen Fennec is the owner of the infamous 17 Black. That's
yes.
A secret company listed as a target client of two offshore Panamanian companies owned by the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff and Minister Konrad Mitzi. It's very complicated, but what do you believe is the link between the revelation of the Panama Papers, and a story that your sister had been working assiduously on, and your sister's death?
The only connection between Jorgen Fennec and these two men is, as you said, 17 Black. That's a company Daphne had first mentioned, but she had never really had the time to go into and have written about again. But naturally, the people who are involved could see she was getting closer to a very uncomfortable truth. The connection with Daphne's murder is starting to become clear. If people she wrote about had been, you know, had faced justice right away, there's a very good chance she would be alive today.
Corinne, take us back to October 2017 when your sister was killed.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
I was at home because I work from home. My nephew called me and said, "You have to come now. There was a bomb in mommy's car." And that hasn't stopped since then. We've been fighting for justice ever since.
The new developments in the investigation, you said earlier that they're long overdue. How active was the government in 2017 in pursuing an investigation? What did you see?
But, you know, the only movement in the case was the arrest of three men in December 2017. And against the odds, the magisterial inquiry that was going on was kept open. But the length of time it took to move from that point to where we are today suggests that there had been direct political interference in the investigation. But if there was interference, then we can already guess at where that was coming from and why it was happening, given that the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff is now a murder suspect.
Are you making the assumption that these officials in Malta would not be stepping down if they were not implicated in her death?
It's not an assumption. Their reasons for stepping down are reasons only they can explain, but they are very definitely implicated.
Your sister dedicated her career to uncovering corruption. Since her death, what has changed in Malta in the corruption area?
Well, it is an amazing thing that people have continued covering the subject. You know, given that Daphne was killed, it must have been a very, very big step for people to continue her work. The other change that has happened is that there's a louder civil society. Malta does not have a tradition of public protest, of people taking to the streets, you know, groups organizing themselves. All of that happened as a direct result of Daphne's murder. And now we are seeing changes at the political level as well. People are finally beginning to realize that what Daphne Daphne was writing wasn't partisan. It was truth and it was factual.
So that's in Malta. The rest of the world, though, I mean, the Panama Papers was a massive data leak, one of the biggest ever in history. And then it seemed to slip out of the headlines. I mean, there was a Netflix feature movie and a documentary. But do you feel that the rest of the world has kind of moved on from this big story about offshore accounts and billionaires hiding their assets from the tax collectors?
It's hard to predict what will happen from here on. But, you know, you can't argue with murder. But we do know that there have been movements in other countries. People have resigned. People have been forced out of office. There have been all of those changes. None of those changes have happened in Malta. The first direct change is Szkembri's resignation yesterday, and Mitzi's soon followed afterwards. Those are the two men in the Panama Papers who should have resigned 3 years ago. What will happen from here on? It's really hard to tell.
Corinne Vella, the sister of Daphne Caruana Galizia, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for calling.